Hello, thank you for clicking on my poster. My name is Dylan Shropshire, and I did my PhD work in Seth Bordenstein's lab at Vanderbilt University. Today I'm going to talk about a component of my dissertation work which involved the characterization of bacteriophage genes that can control arthropod reproduction. The star of our story is an intracellular bacteria called Wolbachia. Wolbachia is a maternally inherited endosymbiont that often lives within the reproductive tissues of its insect hosts. Since Wolbachia are maternally transmitted, males are reproductive dead ends. As such, Wolbachia have developed a tool set that encourages their spread through the matriline. Wolbachia's most commonly used tool is called cytoplasmic incompatibility, or CI. CI is illustrated in the top figure on the left column. When Wolbachia-infected males, illustrated with filled sex symbols, mate with uninfected females, unfilled symbols, the offspring die as embryos. However, if the female is also infected, then the offspring survive. This crossing relationship yields a relative fitness advantage to Wolbachia-infected females and leads to Wolbachia spread through populations. As part of my PhD work, colleagues and I discovered that CI has a relatively simple genetic basis that is encompassed in a 2x1 genetic model. When male flies express two genes called CI factors A and B, or CIFA and CIFB for short, then they cause CI and embryos die. However, when females also express CIFA, then embryos are rescued from CI-induced death. Most interestingly, the CIF genes are encoded in a bacterial prophage inside the bacteria. As such, we determined that bacteriophage genes inside a bacteria are directly responsible for hijacking arthropod reproduction. However, despite these significant advances, there is still little known about how the CIF proteins work to cause and rescue CI. To date, biochemical data has suggested that CIFB acts as a deubiquitinase to cleave ubiquitin chains. Otherwise, structural homology searches have revealed three putative domains in each protein. CIFA has a catalase-related domain predicted to be involved in the reduction of reactive oxygen species, a domain of unknown function, or DUF, and an ST transcriptional regulation domain. CIFB has two PDDEXK nuclease domains and a ULP1 domain, which acts as the deubiquitinase. In this study, we explicitly asked the question, what is the relative importance of CIF protein domains in CI and rescue? One challenge with an endosymbiont like Wolbachia is that there are no genetic tools. Thus, we cannot simply mutate sites within Wolbachia's CIF genes and test for CI and/or rescue. Instead, we take the following approach. First, we identified conserved sites in the CIF proteins based on sequence analyses. We assumed that these sites are crucial to CI and/or rescue induction. We selected sites in each domain and in the N-terminal unannotated region of each protein for mutagenesis. Second, we synthesized the wild-type genes, cloned them into a plasmid intended for UAS expression and Phi-C31 integration in D. melanogaster, and generated mutant variants with site-directed mutagenesis at GenScript. Third, we sent the plasmids to the best gene, where it was integrated into the D. melanogaster chromosome using Phi-C31. Fourth, we expressed wild-type and mutant variants of the CIF genes using the Galfour UAS system. Notably, Galfour UAS is a two-component system where a tissue-specific promoter drives the expression of a Galfour protein, which binds to the UAS promoter of our transgene of interest. Thus, we get expression of our CIF mutants in the tissue of interest, which for us is in the testes and ovaries. Finally, since CI manifests as embryonic death, we measure the percentage of embryos that hatch into larvae to determine the impact of our CIF mutants on CI and/or rescue. Now, please direct your attention to the right column. Ultimately, we generated four mutant variants for CIFA and four for CIFB. Mutations are illustrated on the protein schematics at the top of both figures. Below this, we show hatch rate data. On the x-axis, we have the percentage of embryos that hatch. On the y-axis, we have the genotypes of the flies. Filled symbols represent infected flies. Unfilled symbols are uninfected. And the genes listed to the right of a symbol are being expressed in that fly. We will start by talking about CIFA, which I'll remind you is involved in both CI and rescue. In the top hatch rate, we test if CIFA mutants impact the ability to cause CI. Note the top cross, where infected males mate with uninfected females, results in a low level of hatching. This is the CI cross. Below this, CIFA and CIFB are dually expressed in an uninfected male crossed to an uninfected female. High levels of CI are caused here as well. The remaining crosses should be compared to this cross. Our prediction is that if the conserved sites mutated for a particular gene are crucial for CI, then hatching will significantly differ relative to the transgenic CI control. Indeed, we find that there is a significant change in CIFA's ability to contribute to CI when we mutate the N-terminal unannotated region, the catalase REL domain, or the DUF domain. Conversely, mutating the STE domain had no impact on CI induction. Thus, conserved sites in 3/4 of our mutant lines impacted CIFA's ability to cause CI. Next, we ask if these mutants impact CIFA's ability to rescue. The top cross in panel C shows another transgenic CI cross where CIFA and CIFB are dually expressed in males. The remaining crosses include CIFA and B expressing males, but females are expressing different variants of CIFA. The top CIFA cross is the rescue control. As you should note, there is a high level of hatching. Compare the remaining crosses to this one. The prediction is that hatching will vary if the mutation impacts rescue ability. Indeed, we find that mutating the N-terminal unannotated region and the catalase REL domain significantly impacts the ability to rescue. Neither of the two C-terminal domains seem to impact rescue ability when mutated. Finally, we move on to CIFB. As a reminder, CIFB is only involved in CI, and we test if mutating conserved sites in the CIFB's N-terminal unannotated region, PDDXK domains, or ULP1 domain impact its ability to contribute to CI. The final hatch rate displays our results. Here you'll find the transgenic CI control at the top, as before. And when mutated any conserved residues in CIFB, we find that it significantly impacts CIFB's ability to contribute to CI. So, in conclusion, we report 3 key findings. First, the N-terminal region of CIFA is crucially important for CI and rescue induction. Second, CIFA's domain of unknown function appears to be uniquely important for CI induction. And finally, CIFB is not amenable to change, and conserved sites in CIFB are crucially important. Ultimately, these results highlight the multipotency of these bacteriophage proteins that control arthropod reproduction.